Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Backyard Leverage. This evening, we are really getting down with a celebration. We are really celebrating. I'm going to ask... there we go. Sorry about that. We want our Obama music this evening. And my listeners will hear that I'm just chilling in the backyard listening to some reggae.
Obama.
That's how we do it, island style. I see we have some callers. So I'm just jiving here in the backyard, and I want to welcome you all to our celebration tonight. We're celebrating two things this evening. This is Margaret, and this is Backyard Labrish. And boy, are we going to labrish tonight. We're going to have some fun because we've got lots to celebrate. So I see that we have a caller from 321 calling in to help us to celebrate. And if any of my callers want to just jive in here and help me, I'm so riled up, I can't even sit in my seat. Just hit one on your telephone pad. Just hit a one, and I'll just tune you in because I'm in the backyard just jiving. Okay, I see that 321 want to say hi. Just
my
a minute. Plugging you in. You're on the air. No, wait. You're on the air, 321.
Hi.
Good evening.
Greetings. Good evening. My name is Jackie. I'm calling from Melbourne, Florida.
Oh, well, welcome, Florida, the red state that turned blue. We just love you down there in Florida, Miss Jackie.
Yes.
No, you're calling me in a red state. I tried to turn it blue, but
from
I
blue
not have enough crayon.
Yes, and I'm on the new website, Backyard Labrish.
Oh, man, we're celebrating that, too. So tell
me
about it. You've been there?
Yes, I have signed up. So I'm a member now of the Backyard Labrish community.
Well,
I find it very interesting. It's very interesting so far, very informative.
Well, welcome to the Labrish. And tell us a little about you, Miss Jackie.
Well, I was born in Jamaica and migrated to Florida in the United States here in 1972.
Wow.
Yes, it's been a long time.
Yeah. Well, as you know, the backyard is for everybody, but we welcome Jamaicans, Jamaicans, Jabrits, Canadians, whatever. I'm just sort of riled up tonight that, you know, if I go off script here, you know why. Because we're celebrating the launch of our website is to celebrate and help me out here, Miss Jackie. Celebrate.
Oh, yes. Enlighten.
And preserve.
Yes. Enlighten, celebrate, and preserve our culture.
Wonderful.
Yes. I'm trying to log in online to the Blog Talk, Blog Talk.
Radio?
Yes,
okay.
Because I'm on the phone and I want to do it online.
Right. Okay, I see something here. Well, Miss Jackie, you know, I'm not very techie yet.
Okay.
So trying to operate here, but I want to welcome you, and I wondered if you would I hope you're going to invite some friends to join you in the backyard.
Yes, I've already started making my list of all of my friends in England and Canada and Jamaica and my relatives, and I'm going to absolutely spread the word. I see in the when I'm in the backyard, I'm able to do an immediate messaging to other members that are online.
Great. Fantastic.
The immediate, and I find that that's going to be very helpful in communicating with other members.
That's wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know, the whole purpose of the concept really behind the web community is for people to get together and hang out and connect, and for people to start to, you know, interact with
right.
each other.
Yes.
Yeah. And somehow I lost my switchboard, so I'm fiddling around trying to get it.
Okay,
but,
yeah, because...
That's what the backyard is really all about. And we really know that so many Jamaicans that are scattered all over the world, you know, need a... This is a place where they can get together and leave information for generations to come, because so much has changed in our culture, as it has all over the world, of course. But, you know, my idea was that we would have a place to connect and make new friends and be able to communicate with old ones
right.
and have a good time and have a place where we can leave our information. As you know, in the backyard, you can actually make it private, or you can open it up to other people. You know, you can invite who you want to participate in the backyard.
Okay.
So I just want to welcome you to the backyard and, of course, to the show. And I hope that you will be coming by to leave your stories and to share your stories with us.
Well, I look forward to sharing and being shared with and reading all about the culture and the history and current events.
Okay. Well, did you notice anything on the front page that interests you?
Oh, yes, Miss Lou. Miss
yeah.
Lou is always interesting. Yes, and, you know, she's one of our folk heroes,
mm-hmm.
our folklore heroes. And, you know, we grew up hearing stories and, you know, seeing television shows. And, you know, so she is absolutely, a person of interest.
And I call her the queen of Jamaican culture. Because as you say, I remember as a child growing up, you know, she when they had pantomime, I mean, you look forward really to just Christmas. It was usually Christmas time that this would happen.
Yeah.
And we would go to the Ward Theater in Kingston for the Kingstonians that might be online. That's where we would go to see the pantomime. And in those years, you know, Miss Lou was always involved in that because, you know, I go back, way back, perhaps older than a lot of our listeners. I'm having a little technical difficulty because I can't see my switchboard, and I'm sure that there are other callers that perhaps want to dial in to let me know they're online, but somehow... apparently, we're having a little technical difficulty at the station or something, because you know these online things. You never know what's going to happen. But Miss Jack, no, you are it because my
speech
has disappeared. So you'll have to help me entertain the rest of the audience because I cannot even see them for some reason. And I had a list of people who told me they were going to be calling in to help me celebrate. But while I have you online, I wanted to talk about although I promised that I would not be political, this is not the platform for it. But today is such a historical day. You know, it's so historical that we have to break all the rules, which were not coming up at all. But I want you to listen, if I can do this, to listen. I'm not sure if you heard this particular calypso that,
okay.
You know, several calypsos were made from the Caribbean community and put on YouTube because you know how we like to celebrate with songs.
Yes.
And there was this one by Sparrow that I wanted to share with the audience. So just listen for a minute while I try to fiddle with my controls.
Okay.
You need to be dancing.
I am. Oh, I got it back. I hope all our listeners are enjoying that calypso in the background there. That's by the Mighty Sparrow. And I see I have a 718 online. If any of the callers want to engage us here at Backyard Lavers, just hanging out in the backyard, jamming, and having two celebrations tonight. We're celebrating the launch of our website, www.backyardlavers.com. And the second is You Know What. And you can hear it in the background. So get up and dance. 718, you're on the radio.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I can hear your music as well.
Welcome. Welcome to the backyard. We're having fun tonight. Did you hear this calypso before?
No. No,
that's Mighty Sparrow.
Yeah. I'm getting a feedback because I'm both on the radio and on the...
A lot of celebration going on.
Yeah.
Well, we had Miss Jackie from Florida telling us how she is enjoying the backyard online. So I know from 718 that we have Mr. Lay Nunes, right, Mr. Lay?
That's me.
All right. So what do you want to share with us this evening?
Well, greetings from JA. I was just there, came back, and had a good time.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So tell us about your celebration. I know you're calling from New York, and we saw you on TV last night.
Yeah.
Were you hanging out at Times Square?
Not likely.
You're a party poopa.
But we're rejoicing in the participation in history here.
I gotcha.
And I got an email today from a member of my oratorio, and she recalled something that I had said to her at our last rehearsal, that I hope America will grow up. And she said she thought about it, and she's writing to me on the internet to tell me that, well, looks like we did grow up.
Yes.
Because we voted for Mr. Obama.
Great. Well, I want to give a shout out, as they say, you know, for the people in Florida. because I know that a lot of people from the Caribbean, as well as a lot of people from all over the world, worked very hard in the campaign to actually get the votes out and change the color of that state. So although my state didn't fare as well, I want to just thank all the workers, all my listeners that I know contributed in different ways. As President-elect Barack said last night, people got into their pocketbooks and gave $5 and $10. And I know for those who could not physically get out and work, they contributed. So on behalf of Backyard Laborish, I want to just thank them. So you all out in Florida, I'm shouting out to you.
Woo!
Woo! And I know one of my friends from, I live in Georgia, you know, a red state that we've been trying to, we tried hard to get a little color, but turned from red, you know, because when I think of red, I think of blood and, you know, anger and that kind of thing. So we're working on it, though. We're working on it. But I also had friends here in the red state of Georgia who really worked very hard with their crayons to try to make a change. But we did make a change in terms of the popular votes for Florida because the popular votes went for Barack. So, you know, I'm happy with that. So I just wanted to thank all my callers for calling in, and I see I have some people listening online. I'm back on my switchboard, and I must apologize for being so pumped up, I suppose, this evening. Or I don't really have to, because this is the day for it, right?
That's right.
All right, let me hear a big yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Hallelujah, yes, we can.
Yes, we
did. I want to ask all our listeners to help to me to really expand the backyard. We want to welcome everybody. We don't even care whether they're from a red state or a blue state or whatever state. We just want them to be in the right state of mind and come chill with us in the backyard. So we're going to be asking our listeners to and all our friends to tell their friends about the backyard and ask them to come in. And I want to just share some of the features that are really going to be, you know, important to know about so that you know how you can be not only safe but relaxed and how easy it will be to connect with your friends. Because once you, first of all, there's a lot of information in the front yard, which is the home page, that you might find interesting and that might, your friends might find interesting. Because right now our feature of the month is Colin Powell, who I don't know if a lot of people know, but he happens to be a Jamaican. And if my callers don't know what a Jamaican is someone born in America of Jamaican parents, or one parent, or, you know, a descendant of Jamaican would be a Jamaican. And Colin Powell happens to be a Jamaican, and we have some information about him and a beautiful picture of him on our front page, in our front yard. So we just hope that you will invite your friends to come by. And if you want to mute out your background noise, just hit, I think, *6, and it will be on mute, but you'll still be on the call, I think. So you can try that. However, I also wanted to tell you that there are several features in the backyard, and we're going to try to keep it as content-rich as we possibly can without really being redundant, you know, information that you already know. And we ask you to help us to make it grow and so that it can be an inspiration for a lot of people who don't feel comfortable on the internet but do have something to contribute. Because, you know, as they say, everybody has a story in them. As a matter of fact, everybody has a book in them, because a lot of people will say sometimes, I could write a book. I'm sure that some of you have heard that many, many times. You know, I could write a book. Well, now here's your chance, because you can use the blogging section of the backyard to really write your book. Not only that, you can make your book private, or you can open up your book to the rest of the community in the backyard, get their feedback on it, get their comments and their suggestions. It is a place where you can even get help, because one of our editors will be, or one of the our seniors in the backyard will be Mr. George Graham, who is an accomplished writer and can perhaps give a lot of help to someone who may want to, you know, write just for fun, or might be a journalism student. So the backyard of Backyard Labrish is going to really be a place for support as well as connection. There's a lot of networking that can go on, because you can start a forum or be part of a forum that can that have a particular interest. And of course, when people get together that have the same interest, you know, all sorts of things can happen. You get new ideas, you find out how to do things better, and, you know, just all sorts of magic happen when like minds, you know, it's like a think tank. Or it can be just a fun place for people who like to listen to jazz or know about, you know, different artists. So there's all sorts of fun things that can take place in the backyard. So I am just hoping that we'll have, you know, an avalanche of questions, participation, and just about everything. So I wondered if any of my listeners that are on 718-321 or 770 wish to jump in here, just hit 1 on your your keypad on your phone, and then I'll know that you want to say something. So with that said, I wanted to talk to you about personally how I have been feeling this morning. I mentioned, first of all, I got up this morning, I was so enthused that I got to my computer and blogged. I wrote a little blog saying how I felt that I was awakened in a new world, and that was a very, very honest experience that I had. And I felt that I was 25 years old, because the energy that I felt because of last night, I think, reminded me of my younger days. And I was here when I was 25. So I remember what was going on then, and I tell you, I can imagine how the young people feel now, because, you know, this change that has come about is really going to be something to rejuvenate the older people and really excite the younger people. So I want to know if any of my listeners have any thoughts on that.
Actually, I had a feeling more like it felt like a holiday, like New Year's Day.
Right.
Like New Year's Day, like a new day, you know, a new day had dawned upon us.
Right. As I look on the clips from the celebration all over the world, you know, just all over the world, not just from our people in our soldiers in the troops in Afghanistan, But strangers, seem like strangers, you know, in Australia, in London, in different parts of the world, people were just so happy.
Yes, everywhere, all over the world.
It was just really wonderful. Well, another thing that I want to say, I wondered if, does 770 want to say something? No, that was an extra one. Anyway, I wanted to say that I haven't gotten any reports yet, or haven't had time today to check what was going on in Jamaica. But I am sure that there was some celebration down there too. But Florida has a lot of expatriates, you know, a lot of West Indian people living in Florida, in the Fort Lauderdale section and all over Florida anyhow. But I know that there are several parties that went on last night that lasted till this morning, and there are several parties that are going on as we speak. So
well,
you know that it when people get together to celebrate anything, you know, it spills over. The next day they're happy. They're thinking about it all the time. So I just know that, especially for us Caribbean people, you know, it's going to take us a little time to wind down. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Infectious. It's very infectious, though.
It really, really is. So another thing that I wanted to mention about the front yard is that, you know, I'm asking people that are really interested in preserving the culture as we knew it, especially in the old days or when you were growing up in Jamaica, even if it doesn't have to be the very old days, because I am an oldie, so there are people that came after me that have different memories. And we really want to encourage them to share those stories with us. You know, send them in, write them in, call us up, whatever medium. Because a lot of people are not yet as comfortable doing things online as, you know, I do or some other seniors might. But I do have a resource where if someone is not able to type in their stories or things like that, you know, if they just send me an email or call us on the phone or respond in some way, then I will get someone to get their stories from them and then with their permission, you know, share it with the rest of the world. We can put it on the websites. So it's not just for people who are, you know, computer literate or have access. Everybody having a little bit. Hello? Am I on? I changed mics.
So that's what I
want to encourage my callers to do so that, you know, we can, as I say, expand in the backyard and see it grow. And next month we're going to have another special feature with another Jamaican. And this is someone, I'm not telling you who it is yet, but this is someone I think you will be surprised to know has, you know, a Jamaican background, because I didn't have a clue until, you know, I knew. I also know that there are several other Jamaicans or people from with Jamaican heritage that are being featured all the time in different ways. And I think that my caller, Leigh from New York, can share with us someone who he found out about on his trip to Jamaica. So Leigh, would you like to share that with our listeners?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, yes. This former classmate of mine at St. George's College was in the spotlight last year when he shared the Nobel Prize with Al Gore, and this had to do with the greening of the environment, environmental business.
Great.
And his name is Anthony Chen, C-H-E-N.
And where does he live?
He lives in Jamaica, and he just retired recently from as professor at University of the West Indies there. He taught physics and math.
Uh-huh.
So, but he's a very smart fella, and you know, he's very low-key, but he's up there with, on a world level, like, you know, in his own right, like Colin Powell or any
wow.
other person you might want to mention.
Right, and he went to school with you.
He went to St. George's College when a little after me, but strangely enough, my old sports master had sent me a picture of a swimming team on, in which I was a member of that swimming team. And turns out Anthony was also a member of the same swimming team. So when I went down to his function, I took the picture to him. Needless to say, he hardly recognized himself because we were quite young at the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But
very cool.
It was fun, you know.
Right. So did you know that he was going to be awarded? Did you know about that before you took your trip to Jamaica?
Yes, I did. And I tried successfully to combine my business trip with that event. So I was able to not only see him, but some of the other boys that I went to school with. You know, they have this every year. It's a fundraiser for St. George's College.
I got you. Uh-huh.
Now, I may rile up some of your listeners by this comment, but I was surprised to see that St. George's College now has a female headmistress.
Oh, really? Is it co-ed now?
Yes.
Oh, it's co-ed now.
It's co-ed. Wow. And when I went to school, there were all just Jesuit priests there, maybe two people who were not priests.
Mm.
And now I don't even think they have one priest.
Wow.
Not only that, they have a woman for the as headmistress. So that's quite a thing. But
right.
That's digressing a little bit. I just wanted to point out that Jamaica produces always the cream of the crop, and Anthony Chen was one of those.
Wow, that is wonderful. Now, he has always lived in Jamaica?
Yeah.
So he has done all his work there.
All his work. Yeah.
I gather that his work involves research.
Yes, and you know, in his line of work, which is primarily physics, he taught physics at university, and you don't have too many good science teachers, math teachers
right.
around.
Well, he's retired now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And he's younger than me, so, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that I think Jamaica experienced is a brain drain during, you know, the times when so many Jamaicans were leaving.
Yeah.
So to know that your friend, what's his first name?
Anthony
stayed in Jamaica is wonderful, and still did his work, you know, to the level where he could get a Nobel Prize for it.
Yeah.
That is remarkable.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our citizens migrated to, as you know, either Canada or the United States or England or some
yes.
other part of the world.
Well, I think, you know, for his undergraduate work, he did go away to study. I don't remember if he went to school in Canada or United States, but
uh-huh.
after he graduated, he went back to Jamaica. And another fellow that was at my table for that event was Donald Wilson, who was dean of the English department at university also. So he's another St. George's little boy. And
uh-huh.
he did his studies, went away and returned. And both he and his wife stayed in Jamaica.
Oh.
So, you know, that may be the exception to the
right,
to the rule as we know it.
Right.
But,
on that subject, I just wanted to ask you, do you know if the standards for St. George's in academically would be the same as when you went there? Do you think it's better? It's just the same? Has there been a change?
Well, there has been a big change. Number one, we don't have the same teachers or the depth of teachers that we had when in my day.
Are you talking depth as in intellectually or
in, both intellectually and you know, subjectively? Because we the things that we covered in school, the things that we studied,
uh-huh.
Latin and Greek, no way do you get that in a syllabus now in Jamaica.
Oh, so
but uh-huh. that's only one thing. The fact that the school is now co-ed is another thing. Girls don't play cricket and they don't play football. Well, maybe they do play football now, but if you're looking at it from a sports point of view, that's part of the development, you know, and that was thrown out probably because of it was too expensive to maintain a sports department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not a scholastic item, so you ditch it. But having said that, the now headmistress gave a summary of the progress over the past year. She's
uh-huh.
only been headmistress for a year,
right.
Probably, let's say, a year and a half. And her report was very upbeat, and the scores on the, you know, they take these final exams or whatever. I don't quite understand it nowadays.
Well,
but,
I understand that it's corrected. I mean, it's assessed in the West Indies. It doesn't go
yeah.
to England anymore.
That's the basic difference.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and those that report was very good compared to, let's say, the previous 5 years, past 5 years ago.
Right.
So, you know, things are looking up there to answer the
Wonderful.
Question about whether the standards have deteriorated or not. So I would say that we're sort of on a comeback trail.
Wonderful. Do you think that has anything to do with the change in the political leadership?
Well, yes, I would say so, because I think now we at St. George's answer to the government in that we get government grants. In my day, it was a totally private school. We didn't
right,
have it,
I know.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And once the government gets their mitts into the pot,
mm-hmm.
You know, the standards could either go up or down, and usually it goes down.
Right, right. Well, on that point, since we're on the point of education, I just wanted to mention that I think a couple months ago, there's an organization here that raised funds for deprived children in Jamaica, and they
right.
had an event. And the reigning first lady now, Bruce Golden's wife, came up to be the guest speaker for that.
Wow, nice.
And at that event, there was two Jamaicans who happened to live here in Atlanta. One, I cannot remember her name now. I will have to research it. But she is the superintendent, I think, of the Atlanta Public Schools.
Oh.
And she gave a talk and gave us some statistics that during her time as superintendent, that particular county had their highest marks.
There you go.
And
the,
I
the
was
Jamaica saying, brand.
Mm-hmm. Actually, she's a Jamaican. I think she grew up in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and it goes a long way to the fact that especially the Jamaicans who grew up under the colonial system, that education was the most important thing.
Right.
You know, education was most important.
Yeah, it's a different mindset now, and the I don't think the youngsters, the kids, have that accountability to their parents because of the nature of things. The other thing is that there seems to be a movement out there now to rein in the patois language. In other words, they had literally thrown out the King's English.
I know that, and I don't know for other people living here, but I know for me, I have such a hard time when I try to read it on the internet because
yeah.
Everybody spells it different, and it is assumed that because I know how to speak it, that I should know how to read it, but I don't.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
know if anybody else have that problem.
Well, the thing is, formally, how do you really read it, write it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You could spell one word two or three different ways.
Right, and that's what's happening because people, there's a lot of blogging going on between the younger folks in patois. And
okay.
I know that, you know, one will spell it one way and the other one spell it another way. And there's really, you don't know which way. There's not really a right way.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I don't know how that could become a language. It wouldn't make sense to me.
Right. So, you know, I think a lot of things are going on in education now. I think they've become aware of the fact that overall the kids are not doing all that well as in the past.
Yes.
So they're sort of addressing this.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that is because of the new leadership?
Yes, in a sense. In the past, our leaders, I mean, I'm talking even Manley and those guys, they didn't talk too much about education. They dealt with the masses to the point where they do them favors and give them favors, but they don't educate them.
Right.
Now, I think that most of the leaders are better qualified, you know, scholastically, and they're more attuned to the fact that education is important in a society.
Yes, because, you know, the young people are the future of the country.
Of course.
And if they don't get educated, then, you know, the country is not moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even standing still. It's definitely going backwards.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear that because I remember in the old days when kids came up, you know, migrated here to integrate into the educational system here, they were usually ahead. In the
yeah.
important subjects, you know,
yeah.
there might be other things that that it was not as important in that curriculum, that they might not be as, you know, up to standards. But when it comes to the important subjects, they were usually way ahead.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's the case now. I really don't have a feel for it, but I would doubt it.
Right. Well, I happen to have a friend who just retired from the school system in Florida, and he told me that there was a marked change, you know, because he could see it as the years went on, that the children that came in to the system were less qualified.
Right.
And you would think that because of the technology and different ways that we have learned to, you know, accelerate learning, that it would be the opposite. Because if they were good before, you expect them to be even better 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of that, they were not as qualified.
Right.
Not only that, they insisted on communicating in the patois between themselves. And when he, and, you know, their behavior was sort of different from the teenagers were that used to come up, because he was in that particular system for many years. So he could watch the deterioration, is my point.
Yeah.
And I find that very troubling, you know, knowing that and these have an opportunity to migrate and be here, you know, but the ones that are there that are not up to standard, you know, once they get out into the workforce, what are they contributing? So I'm very happy to hear that there is, an effort being made to change that or to improve it.
Right.
It would be good if they can get it back. Not necessarily that you want to go backwards to the old way, but at least it, as the Southerners say, I don't know about you guys in New York, but here in the South we say, if the wheel ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, we say that too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm here in the deep South.
So
crank up the car, or we do different. We do things a little different.
Yeah,
including
voting for the wrong guys.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take out our crayons. We're going to keep working on the state of Georgia till we get some blue in it. You know what I mean?
Actually, it wasn't all that bad, you know. The voting was quite close.
In Georgia.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Well, I didn't. You know, the minute I heard it went red, I mean, I knew it was red before, but you know,
You were hoping that. It would have gone blue.
Right, right. And you know, quite likely in the next 4 years, because we have really had an influx of people from New York, from all over the world, of course, but a lot of people from New York have moved out here in the last 5 years, I would say.
Right.
So, and I think perhaps even more will come down now, because, you know, the housing prices have plummeted.
Mm.
So what the real estate that you can get here, you know, if they're leaving New York and they can liquidate in New York, they'll be able to get something a lot bigger and perhaps nicer, perhaps not as strong. But so, you know, that will still encourage them to come down, because they can get more for their money.
Right.
So with that point, I'm saying that to say that the more Caribbean people that come down here, is the more crayons we'll have to change the color.
No doubt. I think nobody mentioned it, but Florida We congratulate Florida again.
Oh, yes.
And that was part of what I was saying. Yeah, I'm sure that the Jamaicans had something to do with it.
Oh, yes, definitely, because I know that many of them personally worked in the campaign. And even here, you know, I have one particular girlfriend. She's not on the call tonight, but I want to give a shout out to her, really, because she worked relentlessly, very committed, and she worked night and day, you know, physically and all the other alleys to do what she could to make a difference.
Yeah.
So I just want to use this platform. I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Backyard Labrish, and we're celebrating the victory of the change as well as the launch of our website, which is we ask you to go to www.backyardlabrish.com and come join us in the backyard and enjoy the Labrish.
It's quite a colorful page that you have there.
Oh, so you've been to the page, Mr.
Yes, I did, and I could have sworn I saw my grandfather on the page.
Ah, I was wondering. That's why I wanted you to go to the page.
Yeah, his hair looks ruffled a bit, though.
No, because it was in the fire, and you have sent me an updated one. So it was burnt or water damaged all around it.
Yeah.
And remember, I told you I needed one, and
yeah.
I know you wouldn't be pleased with that picture because. So this is the way to get you to get me one.
Well, I can't find my picture.
What?
As we speak.
It's
got to be here. It's got to be here somewhere. So when I find it, I'll let you have it.
And would you tell me? Do you have an approximate year that picture might have been taken?
No, I don't have any idea because
it's got to be 18 something. 1870.
No, I don't think. I don't think it's in the 18. But I think it was a
Well, one of his children was born in 1912.
Yeah. Well, my father was born in 1909, I think.
Uh-huh.
So, you know. But that picture of him, I can't believe that it would be that in the 1800s.
Okay, well, 19 what?
I don't know. I just to hazard I guess I would say maybe in the 1920s, maybe.
20s. When was your father born?
1909.
Ah. So how could you get 1920 out of that? Got you.
No. The you're talking about the when that picture was made, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking that it wouldn't be in the 80s.
It would have been after
yeah.
birth. I got
yeah.
you. Okay. All right. But no, but actually, I was thinking about when he was born.
Oh, all right. I see what you mean.
I don't
have any dates for you.
Okay. All righty. Well, to my listeners, I want to thank you for listening. And we have been celebrating with Conversation with Labrish. This is what Backyard Labrish is all about. We invite you to come Labrish with us. Tell us your story. Just hang out with us for a little while and share memories of Jamaica or Jamaicans. Or whatever that, you know, you would like to share with the world, because the platform we're using is accessed by people from all over the world. Blog Talk Radio is very popular all over the world, and people just surf the site and they check on shows that they might have an interest in that they want to hear about. so the purpose of this show is for us to have a voice, to express ourselves about our culture or just about what's going on in our lives or things that we want to share with each other or the rest of the world. And this will be recorded and online for everybody to access. So we invite you to join us next week at the same time. Our show starts at 8 o'clock every Wednesday from 8 to 9. And our call-in number is 718-766. And Mr. New York, would you fill in the next four numbers for me, my sweet?
4558.
Give us the number again.
718-766-4558.
Or you can just join us online. If you go on Blog Talk Radio, we're Backyard Labrish. And you will see our icon. So, again, I want to thank you for listening. And, Leigh, I want to thank you for being our guest and for sharing your stories with us tonight. And I want to tell our listeners that Mr. Leigh Nunez from New York is going to be one of our seniors who is going to ask your questions. So on our website, we have a section for Ask a Senior. And he'll be one of the seniors that will be answering your question. So get them coming in. We have three people on the panel, Mr. George Graham, myself, Margaret Marshall, and Mr. Leigh Nunez. And we're all seniors. And you know, we know a lot. So don't we? So we can give you our opinion if you send us a question. So we look forward to interacting with you. And again, we look forward to you checking in with us next week. In a minute, we're going to sign off. And this is Backyard Labrish. And we thank you for attending our celebration show. This evening, we celebrated the victory. And I just want to share, the last thing I want to share with you is what Sparrow said in his song. He said it is, I had my notes here, but he had the right tune, the right verbiage for it. He said, forget about 40 acres and a mule. Now it's time for a black man. It's time for black man time to rule. So I thought that was really quite cute. Don't you, Leigh?
Oh, yes.
In part of the words in the song, it says, forget about 40 acres and a mule. Now it's time for black man. Now it's black man time to rule. I thought that was really cute.
Yep.
Yeah, so again, good night. And thank you for attending our fun show. I see 312. You want to say goodnight, 312?
Yes, my phone died, but I was listening online.
Oh, great.
Way to
yes.
go.
But I just wanted to say goodnight, and I enjoyed it.
All right. Well, we'll
okay.
see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Check out the website, listeners. Okay, Mr. New York, thank you for being on.
Right.
Bye.
Byron Lee, hello?
Hello, well, I'm still here. Hello? All right. Well, again, thanks to all our listeners. And we look forward to you sharing with us next week. And in the meantime, check out our website at www.backyardlabrish.com. And we're still tweaking it. So hang in there with us because we're going to try to make it better and expand and grow. So do ask your friends to join you in the backyard. So this is Margaret signing off. And again, thank you for coming to our celebration of the launching of the backyard and our wonderful historic very, very historic win today. Bye-bye.